David Cameron has been setting out his stall for the next general election, promising that a future Conservative government would guarantee rises in the state pension and hinting at future tax cuts. In his first broadcast interview of the new year, the Prime Minister spoke of prioritising dignity and security for people in their old age and described it as the first plank of his election manifesto. With the European elections in May, the Labour leader Ed Miliband chose to focus on immigration, promising that a future Labour government would tighten regulations to stop employers using cheap foreign labour. Here's our political correspondent, Chris Mason.
If there was a guidebook on how to be a successful politician, on page one it would say, appeal to those who are most likely to vote and talk about issues that matter to people. That is why wooing pensioners and discussing immigration makes political sense to David Cameron and Ed Miliband, respectively. Elections to the European Parliament take place this May. The general election is the following May. David Cameron's existing policy on the state pension is known as the triple lock. It ensures it goes up by whichever is higher, prices, wages or 2.5%. He told the BBC's Andrew Marr show it was an important principle.
I want people, when they reach retirement, to know that they can have dignity and security in their old age. People who've worked hard, who've done the right thing, who've provided for their families, they should then know they're going to get a decent state pension and they don't have to worry about it lagging behind prices or earnings.
A question remains, though, over the future of universal benefits for pensioners, such as the winter fuel allowance and free bus passes. Critics, including some Conservatives, have long argued they're an unaffordable luxury in a time of austerity. The Prime Minister didn't commit to guaranteeing they would continue for all pensioners if he was re-elected, but removing them wouldn't be easy either. David Cameron was also pressed on whether he wanted to cut the top rate of income tax. He didn't rule it out, but insisted his priority was reducing taxes for the lowest earners. For Labour, Ed Miliband's focus was immigration. Low-skilled immigration, he said, had made what he called the cost of living crisis worse for some people because of the competition for jobs. He added that a Labour government would close what he saw as a loophole in the law that allowed agency staff, often immigrants, to be paid less than permanent staff.
You can't, on a long-term basis, pay agency workers significantly less than non-agency staff in a way that undercuts their wages. I think most people would think that's right, and it's a way of preventing that race to the bottom.
In response, the Conservatives said it was already illegal to pay agency workers below the minimum wage. Meanwhile, on state pensions, Labour said it would set out its own plans in its manifesto, but was committed to the triple lock. The new political season is underway.